With just hours to go before the Passover holiday, the budget remains stuck over one or two key issues. One, say Assembly Democrats, was a demand from the lone Democratic senator who sits with the Republican Senate majority. Senator Simcha Felder wanted religious yeshiva schools to be exempt from some curriculum rules imposed by the state education department. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says he and Governor Cuomo rejected that request, and they offered the Senate Republicans a stark ultimatum: pass the majority of the budget already agreed to or go home.
It's a budget that is presented that at some point he'll send up, or it'll be up to the Senate Republicans to shut down government.
Senator Felder denies that he's the one holding up the budget and, making a reference to the two looming holidays, says he doesn't really have that much power.
I'm not Moses. I'm not Jesus. I'm not that powerful. The question is based on the premise that I somehow have the power to hold things up.
And that's just not true.
Absolutely not. And if you don't believe me, ask my wife.
Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco counters that it's the Assembly that's holding up the budget because Democratic members, including Speaker Hastie, want a pay raise commission.
There's other issues that he wants, sort of like a pay raise that he's lusting over. So we'll see how firm his take it or leave it, because there's a lot of people that would like to leave some of the things he wants on the table, especially that one.
Legislators have not had a pay raise in almost 20 years. Lawmakers did pass some of the budget bills midday Friday. One measure sets up new anti-sexual harassment policies for New York's public and private businesses. Senate Finance Committee Chair Kathy Young says she was involved in the talks, and she calls it a victory for all New Yorkers.
It actually holds individuals who work for state government accountable if they are found guilty of sexual harassment. So that would end the taxpayer piece for individual bad behavior. It ends mandatory arbitration for sexual harassment, which has been a big problem.
But some Senate Democrats say the measure doesn't go far enough. Senator Liz Krueger, speaking on the Senate floor, says the new policies might even take away some existing rights for workers. She says she wishes that lawmakers designing the new rules had listened more closely to victims first.
I know, just like Senator Young knows, that we need to fix these problems. We are in total agreement on that. I just don't know that we have accomplished the goals in the context of this set of bills.
By late afternoon, the standoff on the final budget bills continued. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.